This is VOA News. Here remote, I'm Melissa Melton. A new study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that older people, minorities, and those with pre-existing health conditions are the most susceptible to dying from COVID-19 in the United States. The CDC said on Tuesday that the death rate for those who contracted the virus was highest for those 80 years and older and lowest among children 9 years and younger. In cases where the ethnicity of coronavirus victims was known, the CDC said 33% were Hispanic, 22% were Black, and 1.3% were American Indian or Alaska Native. Those are all disproportionately bigger shares compared by their representation in the U.S. population. The U.S. has recorded more than 2.1 million coronavirus cases and more than 116,000 deaths. That's far and away more than any other country. Health experts predict tens of thousands more U.S. coronavirus deaths in the coming months. The CDC study covered the time between January 22nd, which was the first confirmation of a U.S. coronavirus case, and May the 30th. During that period, the CDC said the number of hospitalizations was 6 times higher and deaths 12 times higher among those with underlying health issues. The largest were cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and chronic lung disease. Men and women contracted COVID-19 at about the same rate, but men were more likely than women to be hospitalized, placed in intensive care, or to die from the illness. The spread of the pandemic is far from over in the United States. 21 states are reporting an increasing number of cases, and health officials have voiced great concern about group events like President Trump's political rally on Saturday and the street protest across the United States. This is VOA News. Amid sustained nationwide street protest, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. Reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals, Mr. Trump said in the White House Rose Garden before signing the document, which was titled Safe Policing for Safe Communities. The order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities, the president said. The measure also calls for certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism to police brutality, an issue cited by demonstrators across the country. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lost little time in responding to the president's order with a critique. She called the order weak and said it falls sadly and seriously short of what is required to fight racial injustice and police brutality that, in her words, is murdering hundreds of Black Americans. Media agencies say Burundi will swear in President-elect Evariste Ndayishimiye on Thursday. That's a week after the sudden death of outgoing President Pierre Nkurunziza. The Constitutional Court ruled last week that the president-elect be sworn in as soon as possible. Ndayishimiye was originally planned to be sworn in August. He'll take the oath of office Thursday in Burundi's capital, Gitega. He was handpicked by the ruling party to succeed in Nkurunziza. He went on to secure more than 60% of the vote in the May election, which was unsuccessfully contested by the opposition over allegations of fraud. India said Tuesday that 20 of its soldiers were killed in a clash with Chinese troops along the disputed border of the two nuclear-armed nations. They were the first military casualties between the two countries in 45 years. The Indian Army said a violent face-off occurred in Galwan Valley in the western Himalayas on Monday night and that there were casualties on both sides. China's foreign ministry spokesman did not provide information about any casualties among Chinese troops, but he accused Indian troops of carrying out provocative attacks on its troops along the border, sparking what he called serious physical conflicts. The neighboring countries have been engaged in a standoff in the valley for weeks, with each accusing the other of trespassing into their country. And a senior Chinese official on Monday said that China must take charge of serious cases in Hong Kong that breach national security as Beijing prepares to impose new national security laws in the city. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.